Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Lydia Cavanaugh shares her story with Storyline facilitator Jeffrey Pegram. Lydia grew up on a farm in Middle Georgia with her brother and sister in the 1950s. When she was just 4 years old, her father passed away, and soon thereafter, dear Uncle George, paternal side of course, became her surrogate father.
One day, something remarkable happened. Clear out of the blue, Uncle George showed up at our house unannounced. He drove up into the yard in his Crown Victoria Ford. The chickens scattered to get out of the way. He got out of his car, knocked on the door, got down on one knee, and with a ring and a box in his hand, he asked my mother to marry him. Just like that. My mother was stunned. She did not know what to say. She asked for a little time to think it over. She was still nervous the following Valentine's Day, when she and Uncle George were married at our Baptist church, with practically everyone in town in attendance. The wedding photos show a pretty woman in a suit and a pillbox hat, biting her bottom lip and trying hard not to cry. She looks apprehensive. The man standing next to her has a smile on his face so big that it is clear that he is the happiest man on earth.
A couple questions about Uncle George. And you, really, it's really about you. Your birth father and Uncle George, which is somewhat of a surrogate father for you.
You only
knew your birth father for, 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
What was your child? Tell me about, Lydia, the child, her understanding of this kind of this sociological terms between uncle and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And how were you making sense of that as a young girl? Was he still dad's brother, Uncle George? It was because he was a father figure. Did he just become dad who just called Uncle George? Tell me about a child's understanding of that. These sociological terms.
Well, we called him Uncle George until they got married. And I have to say that all of the family members and all of our neighbors and all of our relatives were extremely supportive of this marriage. Because it's really kind of an arranged marriage, in a sense, because you have families that already know each other who've decided to strengthen those bonds. So it seemed to everybody that this would be good. It would be a win-win all the way around, that everybody would benefit from this. And so they rallied around it and really supported this relationship. And then after they married, Uncle George put it out there that he would really like for us to call him Papa. And so we did. You know, we might slip up occasionally. My sister laughs at the story of neighbors coming to the door and asking if my mother were available. And my sister said, no, she hadn't gotten up yet. She and Uncle George are still in bed. So that was a little, we had to kind of work that out.
Sure, right.
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network, dedicated to building trusting relationships in our community. Storyline. Make the connection.